Nolte, A Deliberate Trump Security Failure is Possible and Must Be Investigated. By John Nolte on July 22, 2024. The corporate media are desperate to kill any talk or investigation into whether a deliberate security failure is responsible for the near assassination of former President Trump on July 23. We must not allow the shameless to shame us into silence. We must loudly and belligerently speak the truth. Everything about July 23 must be investigated, especially and including the possibility these jaw-dropping security failures were intentional. Allow me to be even more blunt. We need to know if someone in the government, specifically in the Biden administration, wanted Trump murdered. It really is too bad, but the truth is the truth is the truth. And the truth is this: the organized left has become so desperate and fascist. There is nothing unreasonable about believing that the same people, the Biden administration, corporate media, and deep state, who sought to remove Trump from state ballots, bankrupt him, imprison him for life, frame him as a Russian spy, and accuse him of an insurrection would become fascist and desperate enough to go for an assassination. Let's remember who we are dealing with. Related, Representative Tim Burchett on investigating Secret Service failures after attempt on Trump's life. An ideology where the ends, them in power, always justify the means, even when the means involve legal frame-ups, kangaroo courts, stacking the Supreme Court, ending the filibuster, killing the Electoral College, aborting babies after they are born, and advocating for the sexualization and permanent mutilation of children to appease their well-financed trans overlords. These are the same people who have spent the last 10 years putting out a loud and unmistakable call for Trump to be assassinated by comparing him to Adolf Hitler, telling us he will literally execute his political rivals, and that he is a unique threat to democracy. After all, is there not a moral imperative to kill such a man? But now the corporate media are demanding all talk of a deliberate security failure on the part of the Secret Service is not something we should be allowed to discuss. Watch the irredeemable CNN shut down an expert on this issue. Yes, the same people who shut down debate on the COVID lab leak, who shut down debate on Hunter Biden's laptop, who shut down debate about masking, vaccines, social distancing, and ivermectin. No. 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 In this environment, it is perfectly reasonable to suspect the Biden administration of an assassination attempt and to say so out loud. According to the latest reports, here's what we know. The Secret Service left a roof a mere 450 feet from Trump's line of sight unguarded. To defend this jaw-dropping oversight, the head of the Secret Service lied with the excuse that this roof was unsafe because it was so steep. The Secret Service denied numerous requests over 2 years to add additional security to Trump events. In the days after the assassination attempt, the Secret Service lied about not denying these requests. The Secret Service identified the wannabe assassin as a threat at least an hour before Trump took the stage. The Secret Service spotted the assassin on the roof at 5:51 p.m. The Secret Service still allowed Trump to take the stage at 6:02 p.m. The assassin was unmolested until 6:11 p.m. And only after he got off 8 shots, one of which hit Trump and missed killing him a millimeter or two. Either the Secret Service is so inept it is a clear and present danger to democracy, or the Secret Service cooperated in a plot to assassinate a man the Biden administration wanted stopped after everything else had failed. And then, only after it failed, did a defeated Biden drop out of the race. The best way to convince people the Biden administration plotted Trump's assassination is to tell us we cannot discuss the possibility or investigate it. Not this time. I'm saying it out loud, and I will keep saying it until I'm satisfied we know the truth and those accountable have been held accountable. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.